So climb paragemo Mishnah base. Komen and Zoran Ba'aruka. Komen Yurakos Zoran Ba'aruka. All different types of seed you're not allowed to plant in the Aruka. Or different types of vegetables you are allowed to plant in the Aruka. This is going back on what we had in the previous Mishnah. That we said that if you have an Aruka, you have a row in your field. That's 6 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide, you can plant 5 different types of vegetables in that Aruka. And if there's a gvul around the Aruka, the gvul is a border, that's a tefach high and a tefach wide, then you can plant 13 different types of vegetables in that Aruka. And this Mishnah explains, that's only if you're planting vegetables. But if you're planting other types of seeds, it would be forbidden to plant the 5 different types of seeds in the one Aruka. And before I explain, the reason is because other types of seeds besides vegetables, it's not normal to plant just one row of them or a small amount of those seeds. If you plant those seeds, you would plant an entire field of those seeds. So therefore, if you plant 5 different types of seeds and one Aruka, it would look like climb. It would look like an earbud that it was all mixed and planted together. As opposed to vegetables, vegetables are sometimes planted, just one row of them or a small amount of vegetables are planted. You don't always plant an entire field of vegetables. So therefore, when you plant 5 different types of vegetables and one Aruka, it does not look like climb. Chardovo fanim hashufin. Minzra, mustard, and small peas are considered seeds other than vegetables, and therefore you can't plant 5 different types of them in one Aruga since they are not considered vegetables. Afunim hagamlonim min yerk. The large peas are considered a type of vegetable, and therefore you can plant 5 different types of them in one Aruga since it's a type of vegetable. Gvul shaya gavoa tepa avinis mind. Kasher. So how you kasher makes kilas. As we said, if you have a gvul border that's around your aruga, with a tepa high and a tepa wide, you can plant 13 types of vegetables all together in that aruga. Now if you planted the 13 types of vegetables and the gvul was diminished, became less than a tepa high or less than a tepa wide, it's still kasher. You don't have to uproot the vegetables that you planted since at the time you planted them the gvul was kasher, meaning the gvul was a tepach high and a tepach wide at the time you planted them, even though it got diminished, it's still mutter. But you can't go ahead and plant lechatchila, the 13 types of vegetables, after the gvul had diminished. In other words, that which we said is okay, even though the gvul is diminished, that's because you already planted the vegetable before it got diminished. But once it got diminished, you can't go ahead afterwards and plant the 13 types of vegetables. You would have to fix up the border, so it's again a type of high and a type of wide before you go ahead and plant 13 types of vegetables. Somebody who has a furrow or a water stream in his field that has dried up, and it's a tepach deep. And unfortunately, say it's an ama wide. That's why it's called ama tamai, because it's an ama wide. An ama is 6 tefachim. Zaran l'toichon shlosha zorona. Echa mikan, v'echa mikan, v'echad be'emsa. You can plant inside the far or inside the Amas Amai 3 different types of seed, and it will not be climbed. 1 type of seed to the side of the climb or the Amas Amai, and 1 in the middle. And as long as you distance 1 type of seed from the other, a tefach and a half, it will not be climbed. It does not look like an air valve. It doesn't look like it's mixed together and planted together in such a case. So therefore, it would be mutter. Now the Mephorshim said, that which the Mishnah said, that the tlam or the Amas Amayim is a tepach deep. Mishnah is not telling us that if it's less than a tepach deep, it would be forbidden. But the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that even if it's a tepach deep, it's still mutter. And certainly if it's less than a tepach deep, it would also be mutter. As long as you keep a tepach and a half space between one type of seed and the other, it would not be climbed. Sacha climb par gimel Mishnah gimel haya rosh tor yarek nechnach uto sada yarek acha mutter. Somebody who had a row of vegetables, and that row of vegetables came to a point. The end of the row was like a triangle, so it came to a point. And the row of vegetables penetrated and entered into a field where different type of vegetables are planted. It would be mutter. It would not look like climb. Because it's obvious that that row is part of a different field. And since that row comes to a point, it's clearly different than the field of vegetables in which it entered. So it's obvious that it's two different fields, and two different types of vegetables are not being planted at the same time in the same field. So therefore, it doesn't look like an air, but it doesn't look like a mixture, and it would not be climbed. Ha'isa sadeh is a real yerek. U'mavakeh shlita betocha shura shayerek asher. Let's say somebody had one type of vegetable planted in his field, and he wants to plant one row of a different type of vegetable in that field. How can he do so without it being climbed? Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, actually, hey, a climber foolish. Rosh Hashoda, bad Rosh. Rabbi Shmuel said, the row of vegetables that you want to plant in this field has to run from one end to the other. It has to run all the way through the field. And that way it's not encircled on three sides by the other vegetables that are planted in this field. In such a case, it would be mutter. It would not look like Klayim since it runs all the way through the field and is not encircled on three sides by the other type of vegetables. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Ayra Shisha Tvachem V'Reichav Milu. Rabbi Akiva said, when you have a field planted with one type of vegetable, and you want to plant one row of a different type of vegetable, that one row of a different type of vegetable that you plant has to be 6 tefachim long. And the width has to be the width of a normal furrow, which is also 6 tefachim. If that one row is 6 by 6, it's mutter to plant it in your field, even though it is encircled on three sides by the other type of vegetables. And he argues with Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the one row of vegetable that you're planting in the middle of this field has to go from one end of the field to the other. It can't be encircled on three sides by the other vegetables. While Rabbi Akiva holds, as long as the row is 6 by 6, it doesn't have to run from one end to the other. Even if it's encircled on three sides by the other type of vegetables, it would be mutter. Rabbi Shmuel would agree with Rabbi Akiva that the one row of vegetable that you're planting in the field has to be 6 tefachim wide. Just Rabbi Shmuel holds, it also has to run from one end of the field to the other. It's not enough that it's 6 tefachim wide. It has to go from one end to the other, so it's not encircled on three sides. Or Rabbi Akiva holds it's sufficient that it's 6 tefachim wide, but it does not have to run from one end to the other. Rabbi Huda, amen. Rabbi Huda said, when you want to plant one row of vegetables in a field in which a different type of vegetables is planted, that one row of vegetables doesn't have to be 6 tefachim wide. If the width is the width of a parsa, of a futsal, which is one type of wide, it would be mutter. And according to Rabbi Huda, it only has to be one tefach wide when you plant one row of vegetables inside a field in which a different type of vegetables is planted.